In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Process. That was probably maybe 2 hours after the jury started deliberating whenever.
Shout out to the jury in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. All three defendants have been found guilty. All three defendants is guilty. Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace. Justice have been served. All three defendants have been found guilty. Now let's hope we get a just converdict.
His attorney kind of brushed off the idea of an appeal. So they may be working on that strategy right now to see what they're going to do. Roddy Bryan's attorney asked for a motion to sever during closing arguments instead of at the beginning of the trial. That motion to sever being, of course, to separate his client from the rest of the clients as far as any charges or trial. So he actually waited till the end.
Don't separate no defendants. Keep all defendants together. Y'all committed this crime together. You stay co-defendants together. You spend the rest of your life in jail together. Rest in peace, Ahmaud Arbery.
To closing arguments for that motion to sever. So it is highly possible that that might be something that he wants, because he has specifically said from the beginning that he did not believe that his clients should be with the other two. And as well, there was a point in time when the jury went back into the courtroom today prior to the verdict, so they wanted to watch some evidence. They wanted to watch the video that Brian had taken of Ahmaud Arbery being killed. They wanted to watch the original video. They also wanted to watch it slow down. And then they wanted to hear Greg and Michael's phone call. Roddy and Brian objected to that because he did not want the jurors to watch that and then be considering his client at the time when they're watching those videos. And also listening to Greg McMichael's 911 call. So he in particular has been very adamant that he did not want his client tried or really associated with the McMichaels in any way.
Man, listen.
Yeah, even on one of the counts.
All three of them together. God bless the jurors. Y'all did the right thing. God bless the jurors. Y'all did the right thing down there. Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace. I know his mother is happy right now, crying tears of joy. And I need everybody at the courthouse. I know y'all are happy. I know y'all rocking out. Just please. Just please. Don't tear no shit up. Please don't tear no shit up down there. Whoa. This is a good step in the right direction. We got guilty verdicts from the George Floyd case. That was a cop. We got another three guilty convictions today. Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace. Y'all thought y'all was gonna get away with this. And now, you mean to tell me y'all want to try to separate cases now? Nah, you committed the crime together. You get convicted together. You die in prison together. God bless Ahmaud Arbery's mama. Keep that woman healthy. Allow that woman to rejoice in this verdict. We need to wake up. If jurors all the way down there in that redneck town could wake up, I know Black folks could wake up. If that juror could get it right, we could get it right. Because we want to protest and march for a whole bunch of the wrong shit. We will have fake outrage about all of the wrong shit. That's a fact. This guilty verdict is great in countless of ways. But one of the greatest aspects of these three guys being convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery is the fact that other civilians just like them, those fake militias, vigilantes, Klansmen, you can see the possible outcome, the possible consequence, if you continue to hold unnecessary hate in your heart. They killed that Black man unjustifiably without cause and tried to cover it up from the very start. Even had the police department on their side. The father, one of the McMichaels, he used to work for the DA office. He was an investigator. They talk about he got the okay to patrol his neighborhood from a cop. The cop filling him in on the property owners and all that shit. It was a setup from jump. Y'all was covering it up. Y'all tried to use the blue wall of silence where there was no blue wall. The motherfuckers ain't police. Crazy.
We have been talking about this yesterday. The count 7 for Roddy Bryant was even, there was more in that particular count that if the jury did not find him guilty on all the other charges, that they could find him guilty of reckless conduct, reckless driving, simple assault. And if, at the end of the day, he was found guilty. That was one of the counts he was found guilty of, William Roddy Bryant, 6 out of the nine counts. Already, I'm looking at Twitter here, Hope. People are already saying, thank goodness for that cell phone video. Had it not been released,
right,
he wouldn't be here today.
Right.
Exactly, and that again is something that Roddy Bryant's attorney said several times. He said that during his closing arguments. He said that was pretty much at the beginning of his closing arguments, that we would not be here. There would be no trial had it not been for that video. Of course, a lot of people have said that on social media. As you know, people protested in Brunswick before anybody in the world even really knew about a video. People were protesting in Brunswick over the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. So when that video came out, it kind of, you know, catapulted everything and ended in what we're seeing here today. And several people had tweeted me saying, you know, justice was served. And also, again, going back to that video and saying, thank God there was video. And it's ironic that the person that took the video, of course, is now among one of the people that is convicted and found guilty of the death of Ahmaud Arbery.
Outside the courthouse in Glynn County there in Brunswick. We're seeing
you so bold in your racism. You videotaped yourself chasing that black man. We even heard you cock your gun in the background. God bless Ahmaud Arbery. Rest in peace, Black King. God bless your family, especially your mother. And God bless all those down there at the courthouse on the front line. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.